The point I'm making is that until we are able to develop a plan, and the plan seek to target our party people and help them, we will continue to remain weak. And you remember the Dambuche Lord Kome model is exactly what I'm talking about. It was an open model. They were very competitive. The system was fair. They were all over the country encouraging people. The party headquarters then was very active. We saw on daily basis ministers of state filing in and out. It gave the party some authority to help. And that is exactly what the Musa Superior for General Secretary is trying to do. Open up the party and encourage fairness.
Mm.
So I am going to be announcing what I call the business development plan to the National Steering Committee. And then the National Steering Committee will look at it. And then we establish for the first time a business development unit in tandem with Article 2, Clause 14 of our Constitution. So that the business development unit would mainly work with our party officers. So, for example, all the constituency officers in Ghana are just 0.02% of the population of Ghana. That's 4,675.
Yeah.
The electoral area coordinators are 9,078. Our polling station executives are over 160,000. In all, we have about 180,860 officers from regional to polling station. And that is 0.59% of the population of Ghana. You need this data to be able to roll out policies that will look after our party people. The only way you can organize, the most efficient way to organize, is empowerment. We all know the mantra Dr. Kwame Nkrumah used to say or said some time ago, that organization decides everything. It's no longer relevant now, because organization decides nothing. It is empowerment. And that is why I am encouraging this party that, look, we should modernize it. I want us to manage this party along modernization, so that we can lobby. It is not illegal to lobby for your party people to get jobs. These people struggled, worked so hard for this party. And today, every constituency you go, people are angry. People are bitter. There's acrimony. And the reason these things are happening is because of the abysmal failure of their party to plan for them. So that's one aspect.
So I'm coming. So notwithstanding the fact that you think the government of your party is doing well, you think the party has failed?
Absolutely. And the reason they have failed is their inability to leverage on the power we have. The NDC accused me of being discriminatory when I'm talking about this. But I don't apologize for it, because that's my party. And I'm not saying that we should go in there and grab money illegally and do things. Every single person lobbies to get a job, including the NDC people when they're in government. And I'm saying that as General Secretary, I will become the chief lobbyist for our party.
But that's nepotism or cronyism.
I have just told you what the NDC said. I disagree with that. Lobbying for your party people as General Secretary cannot be nepotism. You are the General Secretary of the party, a full-time employee. So your job is not only to sit down there and push papers around. Your job is to make sure that the people who have worked for this party find some economic reasoning in their personal lives.
Okay.
And then they will get empowered. And when they get empowered, what happens? They get social order, social authority. One way to work effectively in the community is to have social authority. You have a wife, you have good children, they attend good schools, you have a house, you have a car, you have a business. People are likely to respect you in the community, and then the attraction to your house will be huge than somebody who is opposite to you.
That's fine.
You know.
One of your